this conversation is for Bill Belichick being the greatest coach of all time. Bill Belichick, he won two titles as defensive coordinator of the New York Giants and helped Lawrence Taylor become one of the greatest football players to ever walk the planet. And then he went to New England and won six titles and helped Tom Brady become the greatest player that has ever lived in sports history. Six titles with the Patriots, two titles with the Giants. He has eight titles overall. And to win that many titles in football is a lot more rare than people winning titles in basketball. He has honestly, he's lived in the Super Bowl. Going, what is it, 8, 9, 10, 11. Bill Belichick has been to at least 11 Super Bowls. How many other coaches can say that? How many other coaches can say that they won 8 Super Bowl titles? And one of the years they shut down Joe Montana in the 49ers. It was in the 30s. It was like 37-3. It was brutal. Montana was throwing interceptions when he was under pressure constantly. And they just blew past everybody. When Bill Belichick was a defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. He's just been dominating since he's been in New England, though. Ever since he's, you know, got Tom Brady and taught him the ways. Some of the times it doesn't even seem like they have a lot of all-stars on their team, but they make it work. And Belichick is a champion. And I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick won another title without Tom Brady, now that Tom Brady's in Tampa Bay. It wouldn't be surprising if in the next 5 years, Bill Belichick won another title. Just with the body of work that he had, even last year, that defense was exceptional. They started comparing Bill Belichick's defense last year to the 85 Bears, who was one of the greatest teams in football history. But Belichick is so good that he's refreshing. I always thought that he reminded me of a bunch of people put together. But Albert Einstein is one of the people that he reminds me of, because you know that he's studying constantly. He just studies, breaks down a play, you know, goes over it. He can actually outthink, I mean, any coach in the NFL, it seems like. I mean, Shanahan's pretty good for the 49ers, but I mean, most coaches just can't even, I mean, they're not even able to be on his level. I mean, just the way he likes to punt, give the other team the ball, so in the second half, you know, it's momentum, it gets you going again. Bill Belichick loves to receive the ball in the second half, and he'll get it to where the Patriots will score right before halftime, and then they'll get the ball back after halftime, and that really, like, sets the tone, you know, on your opponent's mental state, you know, their psyche. And he's been doing this for years, you know. It's like, give you an example, the Denver quarterback. He beat the Steelers, and it was like an incredible game. It was, I forget the guy's name, but he was really good, especially this game. And he has a lot of heart, you know. Came from Florida, I believe. And he's a Christian guy. He's since got chased out of the NFL because they kind of didn't like him, I guess. But the next game, he played the Patriots, after he beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. I think it was in Pittsburgh, but beat him in a excuse me, in an important playoff game, and then Patriots just slaughtered the guy. It's like Belichick figures out young quarterbacks to where they can't even do anything. This is part one. I will say, we'll nominate Bill Belichick and Tom Brady as the greatest player slash plus or plus, sorry, I should say plus player and coach on one team ever. And that's going over Jordan and Phil Jackson, anybody else. I mean, they won six titles together, NFL titles, nonetheless, which are harder to get than NBA titles. So, people have done three-peats. The Bulls did it twice. I know the Celtics did it. And the Lakers did it. So, it's been done. Those are three times. Well, Shaq and Kobe got one, where Shaq was the MVP all three times, in the finals, NBA Finals MVP. Jordan did it three times once, and Jordan did it three times twice, both times with Pippen, who was a big part of that team. Ugh. But the tag team between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it's unmatched. They live in the Super Bowl just together. They've been to the Super Bowl 9 times. 9 times they've been to the Super Bowl, which is ridiculous. 9 times in what, 20 years? That's. People just don't do that. That's like 50, like every other year they're gonna be in the Super Bowl. That's crazy. I mean, they're taking NFL to new heights on both ends, Belichick as far as coaching and Tom Brady throwing that freaking third and 10 to tick off the Chiefs fans. I too, not last year, but the year before that, the Chiefs were seriously about to go to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, I believe it was on one drive, he hit three third and tens or better. Absolutely ridiculous. And I was rooting against him big time. I wanted to see him lose. Please, just don't get this third and 10. Got it. And then the next third and 12, whatever it was, got it. The next third and 10, he has to throw. He has to make the throw, and it has to be on the money, or the game's over. Got it again. Oh my goodness. And there was other key throws as well. I mean, the ones that he's dropping into Gronk. Gronk getting open. It's on another level. I've never seen anything like what Tom Brady was doing. Then right after that, they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. So I have never seen anything like that. And then Tom Brady drops in another dime to Rob Gronkowski on the 5-yard line. It was like the same play that worked versus the Chiefs, and they just couldn't stop it. The ball was thrown perfectly by Tom Brady. And Gronk brought it in and pretty much helped him win at a key spot in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady makes it happen. Tom Brady's clutch. I mean, he has so many comebacks, it's ridiculous. When the back's against the wall, just like the 28-3. Jordan hasn't had a comeback like that ever. So, Brady's trumping Jordan on that one. And Bill Belichick, that, as far as the coach goes, he was down 28-3 as well. Phil Jackson's never had a comeback like that. But to be honest, he's had the refs in his pocket. I know. The 3 years he was, you know, with the Lakers. And then the last one with Jordan. Jordan threw that guy off of him to win that one. So that's it for now. This is part one of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Greatest duo ever.